this constant dark conversation with myself of, why did you eat that? You know you shouldn't have eaten that. Now you've eaten too much and don't eat that. This coming Monday, you're going to start the diet, you know?
Oh my gosh, I had this conversation with myself.
Yeah, and it's what all women do. That's the problem. We spend our lives on the Monday diet.
Hi, and welcome back to Bake the Podcast. Today on my podcast, I speak to food stylist, food photographer, and health coach, Melissa Dalport. It was an interesting and inspiring conversation. We talk all about her food journey and her new book, Whole, Bold Food for Balance.
Hey, and welcome back to Baked the Podcast. Today we have an awesome guest in studio. Melissa Dalport is with us.
Yay.
The beautiful Melissa is the author of Whole. And I'm sure you guys have seen Whole, her cookbook, which is all over everywhere. Yuppie chef at home, wherever, where, like I'm walking through the waterfront and I see Whole everywhere, which is amazing. And then you're also a blogger, a food stylist or photographer, right?
Both.
Amazing.
Yeah, I work as
so
both.
Did you shoot your, okay, wait, we'll get into that. And then Melissa is a holistic wellness coach, which is why she's here today, to teach us how to be healthy, to eat whole foods, to take care of our bodies, our hormones and all of the good stuff. And just to be happy girls and boys. So, Mal, just get straight into it. Tell us first about Whole, because Whole excites me. You know why it excites me? Because the pictures are beautiful.
That was the main goal. The main goal was to make the pictures as beautiful as possible, that when people looked at it, they went, I have to pick that book up.
Yeah.
So Whole was photographed, written, styled, designed, recipe developed, everything by myself.
Amazing. You are amazing.
Thank you. It was born out of, I think the best place to start would be at the beginning. So the first time I was put on a fad diet, I was 11.
Okay.
Whoa. I was put on Atkins.
What?
My parents, I think, did the best with what they knew and the information they had, as all parents do, you know.
Yeah.
So first time I was put on a fad diet, and I do call Atkins that. Sorry. Not sorry. Was 11, and it sort of set me up for the next 15 years of my life of having a really troubled relationship with food.
Okay.
Being torn between constantly wanting to be thin.
Okay.
Because that was always the goal.
Yes.
As a young woman, and you know what it's like with the media, the pressure, society, schools, you know, they're just constantly.
Were you in an all-girls school?
I wasn't, but I did go to high school in Durban, which there was a lot of pressure to be able to go to the beach on the weekends with the surf teams.
Yeah,
and like, you know, you're constantly living on the
vibe.
Beach, so you're constantly in a swimsuit. So it just set me up. And I developed a really difficult relationship with food, one where I was constantly beating myself up for what I ate, or constantly restricting, you can't have the carbs, you mustn't eat that, that's bad, you know. And it put me into a very dark place. And then as my career had it, it moved into food, which pushed me into an even darker place, because then I developed this anxiety of, I'm constantly being invited to these amazing restaurants. I mean, Cape Town has some of the most beautiful restaurants,
so
and
you'd
amazing
move to
chefs.
Cape Town now at this
stage. So at this stage I was already living in Cape Town. I was actually trying to be a fashion photographer. My background with my photography is actually, I'm a qualified makeup artist and photographer.
Whoa.
So I was in the fashion industry and just trying to make my career work there, freelance, and it wasn't really working.
And the fashion industry is toxic when it comes to body and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, that didn't help either. And then I ended up doing MasterChef South Africa the last season that aired, had like my 3 seconds of fame, and afterwards I was just like, what am I going to do? Why don't I shoot food, you know? And I started shooting food, and it just worked. It just clicked. I love it. It loved me back. People loved what I was doing. So it really worked. So that pushed my career into food, but then I was still stuck with this really broken relationship with food, which
was
really
difficult.
And
how old were you at this stage after MasterChef and getting into food photography?
25, 26.
Okay.
So mid-20s.
So you were still struggling almost over 10 years with a food relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And it was this constant dark conversation with myself of, why did you eat that? You know you shouldn't have eaten that. Now you've eaten too much and don't eat that. This coming Monday, you're going to start the diet, you know?
Oh my gosh, I had this conversation with myself last night.
Yeah, and it's what all women do. That's the problem. We spend our lives on the Monday diet.
You know what,
the Monday
diet. That's literally what we do.
And then on Sunday, we eat extra, because on Monday, we're going to start the diet and we're going to restrict ourselves.
I start like thinking about liposuction and Chikarelli injections and all the
like literally bad we're going to that place where how can we get ourselves to be thin?
Yes.
And the problem is, and this is so before I digress, I moved into a food career, really dark place of constantly working with it, being asked to come to these restaurants, but constantly beating myself up for what I was eating and how I was eating and I wasn't eating enough. And then one day, as my life would have it, one of my close friends is a health coach, and we started, just having conversations around the table. And I just had like this penny drop where I was like, hang on, thin and healthy are not the same thing.
Yes.
And if you get healthy, your body will be in balanced weight, because a healthy body isn't overweight.
Yes.
And it's such
powerful.
It's such a logical thing when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
But yet, intrinsically, it was something I completely didn't get.
It's almost something that you have to, develop this like mantra, which I find now with my struggles with my personal image and how I feel about myself. I have to tell myself that my thinking is not okay.
Yeah, you have to stand up to the bully in your head.
Yes.
Because that's how it works. That's how we break the cycle, especially for women, to actually, the minute that bully comes in of, look at your stomach, look at your thighs.
You need
that's
lipo, not good you need enough. Injections.
You actually have to say to yourself, stop. Yeah. You, bully, can actually take a back seat. I've got this.
Yeah.
I'm rocking my life. I'm a mom. I'm a tiger. I'm a boss lady. Like, I'm doing this. So you, bully, right now can actually have a seat.
Yeah.
And so I developed this like conversation with myself and my health and wellness through these conversations with my friend and started realizing I need to get healthy.
Yeah.
Because I want to be around for a while. I want to be able to, personally, I don't want children, but I want to be able to see my friend's kids grow up.
Yes.
And I want to be able to grow old and not get old.
Yes.
Because there's a difference. And
what is the difference between getting old and growing old to
I
you?
I think the main difference for me is to be able to function within my body and be able to show up physically, energetically in my life.
Yes.
I don't want to be type 1 diabetes or crippled or not able to walk because I'm unfit and unhealthy, or chase the children or get up out of bed and tie my shoelaces. And I don't want to fight with my body.
Yes.
And I realized, I think my point break was, only when you are uncomfortable enough will you shift.
Yes.
Nobody shifts.
100% agree with that.
Yeah, nobody shifts from a point of comfortability where they go, life's great. I'm going to change it all.
Yeah.
And I got to the point of being so uncomfortable emotionally and physically within my body that I just decided this is it. I need to find out how I can do this. And the more research I started doing, it all just came down to what I was putting in my mouth and the physical exercise that I was doing. So I committed to, at the beginning of this journey, which is 20 kilograms heavier than what I am now.
Okay.
The beginning of this journey, it was just move your body for an hour a day, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be this hectic gym routine and like being there at 6 a.m. and like pushing and pushing and pushing.
It I could also just feel there's that fad fitness as well, where you like get into this mode of killing it in the gym or killing it on the road or killing it on the mountain. And then a few weeks on the line, you're so exhausted from killing it that you just don't want to move anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You're literally like, I'm just done.
And it bounces from one extreme to the other.
Yes.
It's the no carbs or the carbs. It's all the gym, it's the no gym. And I took the approach of gentle love and support, which is such a weird thing because, you think like, you I want to budge. And I would be lying if I said my journey didn't start with wanting to lose the weight. Of course I wanted to lose the weight. I was uncomfortable in my skin. But I realized that the way I had been doing it my whole life, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And the definition of insanity is to repeat what doesn't work.
Yeah.
So why keep doing that? So I just decided I need gentle love and support for myself.
So what were you doing, Mal? Were you just going from diet to diet?
Yeah, just diet to diet. I mean, Aisha, I've done Atkins, Banting, Sure Slim, Wayless, Slender Wonder, Ducan. I did the speed pills in my 20s. I did the injections in my 20s.
Whoa.
I did everything. Like, I've done it. Whoa. If there's a diet book or, you know, a diet theory, the keto, the paleo, the this, the that, like, if there's a diet theory, I've probably tried it. And it worked. I lost the weight, but then it didn't.
Yeah.
Because you put the weight back on.
Yes.
Because it's not with balance. And it's not with a loving approach. It's with this extreme of you either doing this, like cutting the carbs, which is then related with you succeeding, applaud yourself, good. Mm. Or you ate the pizza, you're a stuff up, you're failing, yeah. You're not doing it right, don't go exercise, you're off the bandwagon, binge eat.
Yeah.
So it was these extremes. And that's where I hit the point where I was just like, I can't do this anymore, because I'm only at the time, call it, I'd say my big awakening was around 28.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, sure, 28 years old, if I live to be 80, I'm not good with math. That's the one thing I'm not good with. But that's a long time.
Producer Simi, are you good at math? 62 years.
That 52. Oh, so that's bad at 52 math too. Years left, yeah, of this conversation with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Highball was my response. I was just like, I can't do this. I was like, I'm done. So I just, yeah, like I said, I started doing the research around food and wellness, and had my friend in my life that was, you know, speaking to me about health and wellness. And when I had that penny drop that being skinny and being healthy aren't the same thing, let me focus on health.
Yeah.
Let me focus on my hormones. Let me focus on my blood sugar levels. Let me focus on my pancreas functioning and my liver being not loaded in detox.
So let's go to that. All the stuff that you're saying now sounds to me like, whoa. So, and I'm sure some of the listeners are saying, oh, I don't know what a pancreas is. Let me just exit.
Yeah.
So
let me panic now.
Yes. So where did you start? What was your actual starting point of getting to know the function of your body and then eating to function well?
The starting point was real whole food.
Okay.
If it comes from a plant, don't eat it.
Okay.
If it's made by a plant, eat it.
Okay, explain. What is the dish I'm eating?
So this is now, you know, you're buying things that are in packets. You're buying things that are wrapped in, covered by, and, you know, pushed into these containers and contain chemicals.
Yeah.
And we've been so concerned with counting calories when I think we should be counting chemicals.
Okay, agree. Yes.
Agreed.
Wow.
100%. So for me, it started... The inception of this journey started with real whole food. If God made it, whatever your God is, if it was made by Mother Nature, eat it.
Yes.
If it was made by man in a factory, in a plant, don't eat it. So I took it back to basics, actually. Yes. Just a gentle, loving approach of, you know what? Stop this anxiety around food. Food is not the enemy, and nor is your body.
Mm.
And the problem is, especially as women, that we've been trained to see it as such.
Yes.
Food's not the enemy. Food is actually this beautiful thing that fuels you. It gives you energy. It feeds your child.
Yeah.
It helps you be there for your family, for your work. It's impeccable what food can actually do for
it's
your body.
It's magic.
It's magic. And when I flipped my thinking on it, I was like, hang on, I've been fighting the wrong war here.
Yeah.
You know? So it started with whole, real food eating, and it started with moving my body an hour a day in a gentle, loving way. What that looked like for me at the time was walking on the promenade.
Okay.
It was that simple. My biggest key to my success in getting healthy was walking an hour a day.
Walking by the ocean is very powerful, eh?
Yeah.
All the negative ions that coming from the ocean and giving you this positive vibe. Like, I love walking by the sea. And I know a lot of our listeners probably don't have that advantage, but walking outside,
even just in
your complex or wherever you are, is so powerful.
It is. It's incredibly grounding.
Yes. It's grounding.
It's grounding. That's what
clears your mind.
And I think that's what's missing in today's society with how busy and manic we get.
Yes. And there's this busy culture, right? Either the more busy you are, the better you are at life. Mm. Like, people always tell me, like, oh,
the
killing it, girl. You're
busy.
So busy. And I'm like, am I really killing it? I'm doing too much. I need to chill out. I need to ask for help. Like, I'm not doing that. So,
and often with a lot of my clients, as a health coach, the success to actually losing the weight is not what you're putting in your mouth. It's the stress. I mean, we'll get to that. So before I don't want to overwhelm everybody, let's address the pancreas. So the journey started with whole real food and moving my body an hour a day. Then I started realizing that eating mindfully is something that was missing from my life and is missing in today's society.
So what is mindful eating?
So mindful eating is connecting with your food and connecting with your body at the time that you're eating the food.
Okay.
So, you know, we grab our food, we rush into the car. While you're driving, you're eating the sandwich, you get out, you're running here, you're running there. You haven't even had a second to taste your food, to chew your food. You know, when you chew your food, you send signals to your brain that send signals to your stomach to say, fire up the digestive system. We're getting ready to receive food, so that you actually digest your food, because there's a difference between assimilating nutrients into the body and digesting your food. You could be eating, but if you're not eating correctly, your body's not getting the nutrients that it needs, which means it's starving, which means the cortisol, which is your stress hormone, gets elevated in the body. Cortisol makes you hold on to weight.
Yes. That's so, a lot of what new moms go through when they've just given birth, is that you end up stress eating, or the opposite, you don't eat at all.
Exactly.
And then the cortisol just lifts up and you can't lose the weight. I mean, a lot of moms that I spoke to would say, I don't understand, I'm so busy, I don't even have time to eat, but I can't lose the weight. And then one of my friends who's an ER doctor told me about cortisol, and she was like, this is why you can't lose the weight. It's you're so stressed, your body's in panic mode. It's grabbing every and anything that you're putting in. And
exactly. It's going to hold on to everything, because so cortisol is, as a stress hormone, you know, I don't want to say anciently speaking, but, you know, back in the day, if you where we weren't protected in houses, if you were in the wild and a lion came chasing after you, your cortisol, your epinephrine, your adrenaline would spike.
Yes.
That digs into your glucose, allows you to run fast away from whatever you need to safety. Okay. The problem is, in today's society, is that you're running to the car, you're running from school, you're getting the kids, you're doing this, you're going there, you've got that meeting, you've got this. We live such stressful lives that we actually have a constant high of cortisol and epinephrine.
Okay.
So, you know, you look at like some of my clients, they, you know, oh, I want to lose weight. And I'm like, great. How's your office job? How stressful is work? And they're like, but I'm not eating any carbs. I'm like, but carbs are the least of your concern, actually.
Yeah. My husband always tells me this. He always says to me, because he's way healthier than I am, I think because he's an athlete, he'll always say to me, I'd be like, oh, I feel so shit, I don't understand. And then he's like, you haven't eaten. You're not eating. Because I get stressed. So when I'm stressed, I don't eat healthy food. I eat anything that's like got a little bit of calories. It's going to give me like a spike of energy so I can keep going. And then like by the end of the night, I feel awful. I've got a headache. I don't understand what's going on. Like, why am I feeling so sick? And then he tells me like, what did you eat today? And I'm like, oh, well, I had a croissant, and then I had a coffee, and then I had a matcha, and then I had a scone. So it's like anything that's processed that I can just chuck into my mouth.
And also, but I mean, you know, again, we are neurologically hardwired to go for quick access energy food above long distance energy food. So, for example, if a lion is chasing you, your body accesses its glucose. The minute it accesses its glucose, it has the energy to run.
Yes.
It's not going to go into your fat storage, because your fat is a low, slow burning energy. That's why walking is so good for fat burning, because it's low, slow energy. So if you are leading a stressful lifestyle and you're reaching for the scone, and then afterwards going, oh, why did I eat the scone? I know better than that. You know, I know it's like not good for me. It's white processed flour and I had it with jam, which is sugar. You're fighting your neuro pathways on how you are wired as a human being. So addressing the scone is addressing the symptom. What is the cause? The cause is the stress and the stress management. And that's how I work as a holistic health coach, is understanding that we're multifaceted beings, not just you must be thin.
Yes.
I mean, you so must you be thin.
More
does
likes
is
on
not
Instagram. Exactly. This is the stuff that goes on in my head. Yesterday, Simi, producer Simi, came over. We were recording, and he brought some cheeky snacks.
Yeah, as guys tend to do because they have faster metabolisms.
Yes, and I had said, he's like, I just like snacks. Yeah.
I live for snacks.
I love snacks.
I'm about
and
that
then
snack life.
I had snacks and then woke up and I was super hungry this morning. And then I was confused as to why, if I ate all this stuff last night, why am I hungry?
Mm.
And then my first thought was, I hate my stomach. I need liposuction. Oh, maybe I should Google Chikorilla injections and see where I can get them because then my fat will burn faster and then I can go on eating the cheeky snacks I was eating. Not considering that I'm hungry because I haven't eaten actual food.
There's no nutrients in this
food.
Yes,
so my body's like, yeah, the pudding was yummy, but I want food now.
Yeah.
So, then I ate meal. But, I mean, that's the conversation I have with myself. And then when I go on Instagram and I see all these, like, beautiful Instagram baddies with their like abs and cute haircuts, I'm like, oh, if only I could just do the lipo, then I would also have abs.
Yeah.
And it's just like that conversation for me is so toxic and I know it. And I'm so glad I don't have a daughter because I'm not ready for one. Because I need to have the conversation with the daughter inside of me, which is like...
Well, that's exactly it.
Yes. And this is why I wanted to have this conversation
online.
Nurturing
our inner selves.
Yes.
And actually loving ourselves. And that's where it begins, you know. Being healthy is the ultimate act of self-love.
Yeah.
And for me, I definitely wasn't ready for it until, you know, only when the student is ready does the master appear.
Yeah.
That's what they say. And for me, when I started Whole, Bowl Food for Balance, I realized, like, I want to be able to have my cake and eat it.
Yes.
How do I do that? Okay, cool. Let's look at the food that you're eating. What is it made up of? Is it made up of chemicals and come from a packet? Or is it actually a complex carbohydrate, high fat in terms of healthy fats like avocados, nuts, seeds? Is it, dark leafy greens, high in calcium, high in magnesium, can prevent sugar cravings, really good for IBS treatments, really good for digestive systems? Like, oh my God, food can do all this?
Yeah.
Cool, let me eat that. And when I started eating it and started seeing the outcome of how I was feeling energetically, emotionally, like you say, you know, you wake up or go to bed, you got a headache. Like if I get a headache now, it literally, I can go, okay, why do I have a headache? I've got a headache because today I didn't drink enough water. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How do I solve that problem? Drink enough water. It doesn't need to go into that beating yourself up into that dark place of you're not good enough. Why did you do that? You know, the body naturally wants to function. Like when I started this journey, I had this realization of your body has never skipped a heartbeat.
Wow.
It maintains 37 degrees centigrade every day.
Wow.
Like your body produced a child.
Wow. I can't believe it birthed a child too.
Birthed a child.
That was epic.
And it bounced back from birthing a child. And
I can't believe
It's mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
If you actually give it the miracle second that it deserves.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, wow, if I nourish my body correctly and I get out the way with this head of mine of be thin society, you know, that nastiness, the self-love work that was needed. If you get out the way, your body actually knows better than you do.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to listen to it. So
how do we listen to our bodies? Where do I get the headphones to listen to my body?
So the headphones to listen to the body is challenging because it takes commitment. And that's why I say it's the ultimate act of self-love. When I decided to go on this journey, I said, right, I'm cleaning the slate.
Mm.
I'm taking this life of mine with this blackboard, with all these scribbles and equations and opinions and comments on it that had just been completely filled. And I said, right, I need to clear the slate. How am I going to do that? For me, it was cutting out for the better part with an 80-20 rule of love and acceptance and not judgment, which takes practice.
Yeah.
I cut out dairy, caffeine, alcohol, sugar, gluten, and focused on bringing in whole grains, dark leafy greens, vegetables. I do eat meat when I feel for it.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to any form of vegan, vegetarian. I'm flexitarian. I listen to my body. So what I did was I
love that. Flexitarian.
Yeah, listen to your body.
Flexitarian.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also a lot less pressure on the, or, you know, statements. Once you say you're vegan, you can't go back, you know.
Yeah. My friend and I have this joke that we say that we're vegan, but then we eat other stuff. Because we're like, it's so cool to be vegan. Like, can't we just be vegan still eat meat? You know,
like a vegan on the sly.
Yeah.
So I did that. I cleaned my slate by removing these foods that through my research had showed me that they are, you know, the reality is, whether we like it or not. Dairy, for example, mass production and free range do not go hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's not an option. That's the fact, you know. So when I started doing that research and going, okay, cool. So now we're mass producing dairy. Again, this is a fact, whether we like it or not. A cow can only have milk if it's pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a cow can only be pregnant for a certain amount of time out of the year. That's not good for budget or profit.
Mm.
So how do we keep the cow pregnant? We artificially inseminate it.
Oh my God.
So that's the fact. That's the fact.
So
they
evil.
Maintain the cow pregnant so that they can get dairy because dairy makes money. That's how a dairy farmer works.
Okay.
Now, my question came in. If you are drinking something that has a hormone in that can keep a 200 kilogram heifer pregnant, what is it doing to your hormonal system?
Whoa, mind blown.
Mind blown, right?
Mind blown.
My journey started even deeper. At the time that I started Whole Bowl Food for Balance, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome when I was 17. What that means is that it's shortened into PCOS. I don't ovulate correctly every month, which means irregular periods if I get one at all.
Okay.
So missing cycle, male pattern hair growth, acne, weight gain, early onset diabetes, high risk for ovarian cancer. This is the prognosis when I was 17 sitting in a gynae's office.
Yeah.
Which was I was mortified but told to be on oral contraceptive, and that's okay. The solution.
So which contraceptive were you on at that time?
Oh, they put me on Melodyne at the time, and then later on I moved on to Yaz.
Okay, yeah.
But then when I started my food research, I also started understanding that we are, as women, the largest of large scale science experiment with oral contraceptive. Because the long-term studies haven't been done.
You know that...
Or are only coming out now.
We often feel broken as women.
Mm.
I mean, you have like low libido and then you're like, what's wrong with me? And for some reason, women never think of the contraceptive. It's like...
Or the stress, or the...
Yeah. Or the other stuff that like...
It's so multifaceted.
My hands used to shake, and then I used to get these tremors, and then eventually I discovered it was for my contraceptive, and then gynae said to me, give it 3 months, it will stop.
This is what's so scary.
I'm still on
a contraceptive. The same thing.
I'm just scared to get off it.
I used to get so nauseous, and then the gynae was like, give it 3 months.
Yes, morning. I have yet to meet a woman...
that was told, go on oral contraceptive, and they go, oh my God, yes, please.
Yeah.
I totally want that. Every single woman that I've met, intuition goes, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now I've got to take this.
I hate taking it. I'm still on it. I hate taking it every day when I take it.
100%. So I was on that same path. I hated taking my pill. I hated the fact that my body was, inverted commas, broken.
Yeah.
Why did I not get to function? You know, I had friends that weren't on oral contraceptives that got their period every month. Why did I have to be broken?
Mm.
So when I started this food journey of getting healthy, it was so, like, I was so deeply unhappy between the relationship with myself, my relationship with my food, not being thin, feeling broken, not getting my menstrual cycle. It was just such a mess.
Yeah.
And that's why I say I was so uncomfortable that I had to change.
Yeah.
And when I started the change and started looking to real whole food and trying to find balance in my life, that's when I started doing the research. And like I say, when it came to dairy, the facts are there. you know, whether we, like I say, whether I like it or not,
yes.
I do. Do I still eat dairy? 110%. But that's the reality of the choice that I'm making.
Mm.
So I couldn't sit there and be like, oh,
so that's I don't get a
normal, exactly. I don't get a normal period eating dairy, eating dairy, eating dairy.
Yeah.
When that dairy has a hormone and that can keep a cow pregnant, what is that doing to my hormonal balance?
Totally so, shaking you up and making you maybe semi-pregnant, phantom pregnancy symptoms.
Well, I mean, now the studies are coming out with the men in Africa that are developing breast tissue from dairy because of the high levels of estrogen in the dairy.
Yeah.
That's the facts. You guys can go Google it. Mm. So when I found this out, I was like, oh my word, I can't.
Giving up dairy is probably the best thing I've ever done. I had a little bit of dairy last night with tea because I was trying to be a rock star. Mm. I felt like I was gonna die.
The, you see, but in that moment,
on my stomach, it was like,
you see, I felt in that like moment, your body is crazy. Speaking to you.
Yeah,
you are hearing it. You've got the headphones.
Yay!
You've got the headphones because you're feeling it. So what I decided to do was just clear the slate. I cut out, like I said, dairy, caffeine, alcohol, sugar, gluten, and did it with an 80-20 approach. I mean, if I was out and somebody gave me a piece of slice, I wasn't like, oh my God, please don't. I'm on a diet, whip out my little Tupperware with my salad. Like, no, I ate the pizza slice and moved on with my life.
But I love the 80-20 rule.
The best thing that ever happened to me. The 80-20 rule is everything.
Yeah.
It is everything because you know what?
Should we break down the 80-20 rule for those who do not know?
Yeah, let's talk about the 80-20 rule. So the 80-20 rule is 80% of the time you get it right. You put in the effort, you put in the work, you put in the self-love to say, you know what, I am going to pre-prepare my lunch and make myself a delicious salad and, you know, cook myself a really good dinner and have a healthy, refined, sugar-free, dairy-free, beautiful smoothie for breakfast with some fresh fruits that are high in antioxidants. Yes, I'm going to do that. But you know what, this coming Saturday, it's my best friend's birthday. We're definitely getting a cake. We're definitely having champagne. And I am most definitely going to add a slice of pizza to that. Why? Because I'm living.
Yes.
Because I'm alive.
And I'm not hating myself for it.
And I'm not hating myself for it.
That's the beauty of 80-20. I love it.
That's it.
My cousin.
And get over it.
My cousin's my personal trainer at FitGirlZA, by the way. She taught me the 80-20 rule when she helped me through my postnatal depression. She just said to me, come to the gym, do one session with me, and then let's talk after. Mm-hmm. And I literally almost broke down into tears with my big cousin because I was like, I hate my body. I hate the way I look. I hate the way I eat. I hate everything. And she was like, whoa. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
What don't you like about it? I'm like, I eat this and I eat that. She's like, okay, why don't hate your food?
Did you die?
Yeah. She's like, 80-20. That's your 20. Move on.
Yeah, get over
it. Be happy. This is life. Like, live your life. Your sister got engaged. You had a couple of pies. Whatever.
So what?
End of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You had some cake. You celebrated.
Did
beautiful.
The samosa kill you? No, it didn't. It didn't.
And then I learned to not hate food.
Hmm.
And that's still a journey I'm going on because I still have this constant battle.
It's not
of,
the enemy.
Yeah.
It's not the enemy.
And you know what? Almond milk is delicious. I'm sorry, it is.
It really is.
It's delicious.
It really is.
I mean, there's a brand too creamy now.
Rude Health.
Rude Health is
I'm awesome. Like, I live for it.
No,
I live for it.
I can intravenous it.
Even me.
Please send us some milk.
Yeah. No, it is. And that 80-20, when I had that approach and I said to myself, right, soften up on yourself. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, Nikita said to me the one day, my friend that's a health coach, she said to me, you know, Mel, your body hears everything that you say. Your body is the only thing that hears everything that you say.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my word, the things that
you're trolling
I say
your
to
own
myself.
Body. Yeah.
You're literally trolling on yourself.
Yeah, you're your own hater.
You hate it. Yeah, you're hating on yourself so hard over a freaking samosa.
Yeah.
Perspective. There's dying children in Syria.
Yes.
That's perspective.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, enough. Like, I just, yeah, like I said, I just hit this wall where I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to try this loving yourself approach because the hating myself hasn't worked for 28 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try the other side of it. And
so, let's dial it back, guys, and just say, I mean, it's so simple. What you've said now is so simple. You're saying 80-20. And it's moving an hour every day.
That's
just moving. You can dance in your living room. You can go for a walk.
take your dog for a walk. You can walk around the block at lunchtime.
Run around with your kids.
And even if you can't do an hour, do 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But move your body, because your body deserves that. You deserve to move, you know. You hear about these people, I suffer such bad backache. I sit in front of the computer every day. It's so hard. My neck is so sore. Okay, cool. What do you do to strengthen and support your muscles that is holding up your spine, that's holding up your entire body? Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, there's only so much your body can do.
Yeah.
Throw it a frickin' bone, you know. Support it. Because it's supporting you.
And one
it's
thing
never
is,
skipping a heartbeat. It's maintaining all these things. It's doing so much for you.
Yeah.
What are you doing
for it? What are you doing to give back to your body?
Exactly.
And I think the thing that like really changed my life is when my cousin introduced me to a jump rope.
Yes. Oh, my,
oh
God.
My God.
Best cardio life ever.
Game changer. You know why?
You can only do like 10 in the beginning.
I know. And the best thing about jump rope is you can take it with you everywhere. You can do it at home. Like when my son's sleeping, I can just jump and watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's amazing.
It's literally. And it's not expensive.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
It's so cheap. Takealot delivers it for free. Like if you just choose the late delivery thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I accept.
It changed my life. And I think, you know, a lot of people travel where they're like, but I'm in the office and then I have to sit in an hour traffic. I think that a great way to do this is to keep your jump rope in your bag and then don't sit in the traffic and rather like jump for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And even if it's
5 minutes more than what you were doing.
Yes.
And that was the approach that I had with myself is that, you can't do this today. You failed. Hang on. Wait. You could literally get up right now and do 10 jumping jacks.
Mm.
It's 10 jumping jacks more than you would have done on any other day. And it's that commitment. It's that commitment to breaking the past habits and rewiring your brain a different way. And that was where I found myself eating whole real foods, moving my body. And then, of course, I got to the point where I wanted to share it with the world. And that's how the cookbook was born. Because
and did you think about when you were on this journey, were you getting on the scale or were you just living?
No. My commitment to myself was I took the batteries out of my scale.
Okay, brilliant.
And I threw them away. And now I don't even own a scale. And I will never own a scale again. You are not defined by the number on a scale.
Yeah.
It is so, you know, I think about women because I'm a little bit of a feminist. Eh?
I'm not
going to lie. I'm a large bit of a feminist.
Yes, amen.
I think about women and I think we are the reason there's life on this earth.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just a fact. Like we birth children.
Yeah.
We raise children. We support, we cook, we run around, we kill it at our jobs. We do such phenomenal things as women. We are lovers, wives, mothers. I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah.
Yet we put everything on one dimension, be thin.
Yes.
What?
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
And we're so hardwired to think that way.
Yeah. And we've been raised in a society that thinks that way because the mom unconsciously stands in front of the mirror and goes, does my butt look big in this?
Yeah.
And then the little three-year-old on the bed turns to her butt and goes, can a butt look big?
Yeah.
And in that moment, it's done. It's done. And that, you know, for me, it just this journey, which has been 2 years now in the making, or probably closer to three now, after I wrote Whole, was just, you're so much better than just needing to be thin.
Yeah.
You are so much stronger, so much fiercer, so much prouder. Why are you putting everything on being thin?
So tell us about the moment after you'd started this journey and then you started to feel good again, you know, your hormones started to balance out. You went off the pill, am I right?
Yeah, yes. I did.
So tell us about the happy beginning, let's put it that way.
So the happy ending was I wrote Whole Bowl Food for Balance, it published, and it changed my life because Whole showed me you can have your cake and eat it, and quite literally there's a cake in there that's completely guilt-free.
Amazing.
So Whole changed my life because I realized that food isn't the enemy, nor is my body. I can eat this food. It's good food. It's nutrient-dense food. Okay, cool. Food is then under control.
Yeah.
So now what? Now begins the deeper healing and the deeper self-work. Like I said, I had PCOS, and through this journey of really committing to my health and learning that you can balance your hormones through food, I then undertook that journey. I detoxed my life. I don't use products that have heavy chemicals in it.
Okay.
And again, for the better part, you know, I don't want everybody to go out and throw out like all their product. But I started using crystal deodorants. I use skincare products that are cruelty-free, chemical-free, paraben and sulfur-free, and all these nasties.
So what kind of brands do you use on your skin? And,
oh, my
and where do you get those crystals?
The crystals, you can get them from Wellness Warehouse. Wellness Warehouse is a phenomenal place to start to go and look at just the products that you're using, because anything you put on your skin is absorbed into your blood within 3 minutes.
Whoa.
Mm. It's quite scary. So you're putting creams on. These creams have chemicals. What are those chemicals doing to your endocrine system? So your endocrine system is what balances your hormones.
Okay.
So when weight came under control, I realized like I wanted more. Mm. I wanted deeper healing because I wanted to come off the pill. So I started learning about what are endocrine disruptors.
Okay.
So endocrine disruptors are things that come into your system that stop your hormones from functioning.
Okay.
A lot of women that experience endometriosis, PCOS, fibroidic cysts, acne, these are all symptoms of hormone imbalance. And cleaning up your diet 110% is the first starting point. But, you know, you could eat a clean diet, but using intense chemicals on your skin,
yeah,
it's going into your body, it's trying, your liver's trying to process it, and it's throwing your hormones.
Wow, so that's crazy. So what do you use to moisturize your skin, like after a shower?
I've gotten so into body oils.
I love oils.
Okay, oils. It is a thing. It's my jam. I do love a lather. So body oils.
What's your favorite body oil?
Oh, Essie. Essie is my favorite skin product through and through. Like, I'm obsessed.
Where can we get Essie?
So Essie is actually, as far as I understand, they're a local brand. They're actually from KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, wow.
Richmond.
Your hometown. The product
is endorsed by Peter. They're cruelty-free. They are vegan. They're chemical-free, but it feels like silk.
Oh, wow.
And they work on the premises of probiotic skincare.
Okay,
so probiotic,
cool.
Obviously, through this journey, I healed my gut. So I take a daily probiotic. I eat prebiotic and probiotic-rich foods such as kimchi, sauerkraut, adding those things into my diet. So I healed my bacterial balance from the inside out.
Okay.
And then started working from the outside in and came across the skincare product that has probiotics in it. So started using them, and the noted difference on my skin has been frightful, to the point
that you have really beautiful skin. I can't believe you had acne.
Thank you. Yeah, I had. So I got knocked down really badly with acne about, so thin was ticked, because that was a side effect of getting healthy. And then I took myself off the pill. That was ticked, and I was cruising, and I felt like a rock star. I was like, oh, I've got this, you know, I've got this health system waxed now. And about 4 or 5 months after coming off the pill, I just got hit with the worst hormonal acne. It's actually, if you go to my Instagram, it's on the highlight reel.
Okay.
Where I talk about it a bit more in
depth. What's your Instagram?
Truffle Journal.
At Truffle Journal. Cool. So guys, go check out the acne pictures.
Yeah, you can literally see the journey. And it just knocked me, because it is. I mean, I would be lying if I said your face is, it's how I present myself to the world.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, that's very important to me.
Yes.
And it was a huge emotional knock to all of a sudden get this acne and be like, but I'm doing everything right.
Yes.
And then I realized, hang on, am I? Like, on that deeper level, what's going on with your skincare products?
Mm.
So I moved across to Essie, changed my life. I swear by them. They are brilliant. And this is not sponsored.
Yeah.
But they are brilliant. Yeah, they should.
You're great ambassadors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obsessed with them.
So
they
now
really
you're using
are.
Crystals as deodorant? Crystal
I use
deodorant?
Chemical-free skin products.
What do you use to wash your hair?
I was just about to say that I've yet to find a natural shampoo. So guys, if you're out there and you find me on Instagram and you're using a good natural shampoo, please send it to me. I haven't found a good natural shampoo yet, which is
like
a little bit of a challenge.
I feel like you and Kourtney Kardashian would be best friends.
Yes. from what I hear, I must admit.
Because she's
I
into this. She's actually worked on passing the bill for to reduce the amount of chemicals that are in skincare products. Because she said when when she was looking for products for her kids, she was so surprised to find out how many chemicals are in kids' products. And after I'd read that article, I started using something I found at Wellness Wears for my son. It's called Himalayan. It's like they've got a whole bunch of baby products. And they smell good. Like, I was really surprised because obviously I grew up on Elizabeth Ann and those kind of yummy smelling Johnson & Johnson. And then moving over, I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, my baby's not going to smell like a baby. He smells delicious.
He smells delicious.
He literally smells like a cupcake.
He smells like...
I want to eat him. So the organic good stuff that we're using on him now, it's actually really good.
Yeah, there's wonderful baby brands. There's Pure Organics. There's Himalaya. Himalaya is also a great product. They've got beautiful creams. They've got good face washes. They really are a good brand that is doing work. And they... Their entry level in terms of budget is wonderful as well. They're not excessively expensive. Essie, I must confess, is not cheap.
Yeah.
But
if you're able to invest in that, thing,
for me, it's an investment into myself. You know, at the end of the day, I'd rather have one or two drinks less out or eat one or two suppers out less and
so
cook at home.
Let's talk about that, eating out. I love eating out. I'm a huge fan of not cooking my own food. So how do you do that? So I know that you are very social and you love to go out with friends and all that kind of thing. What do you do when you eat out and how do you sort of live your truth but still enjoy yourself at a restaurant or at a bar or wherever you go with your friends?
So I kind of follow the rule of if I am in the mood to drink, two and no more.
Okay.
I try to stay away from like big sugary, I don't at all. Sugary mixes is not an option for me. I don't at all drink things like Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Tabs, Sprites, lemonades, any of that. I think it's garbage. It's poison. It does make you sick and I do not believe in it. So that's a no-go for me. I do enjoy a glass or two of red wine.
Okay.
Very good for you. I think in terms of balance, it's also got some antioxidants in there. So I'll go for a glass or two of red wine.
So you're still mindful even when you're having your 20%, you know, consumption of alcohol when you're going out with friends.
Because the mentality shift has to come with, if you go out on an 80-20 and then you say, oh, I'm going to treat myself. And you treat yourself to... you know, six beers, three pizzas, a burger, and two Cadbury slabs. Is it really a treat? Because your body is being poisoned.
Yeah.
It's going to feel sluggish. It's going to harm your digestive system.
Oh my God, imagine waking up the next day.
Imagine, you wake up the next day from that. That's not a treat.
How do you sleep with that tummy? Oh,
exactly.
I can't even imagine it.
Exactly. So for me, the mentality switch was huge to go, okay, what is a treat? A treat for me now, like for example, another local guy that's doing amazing stuff is Thank Goodness Foods at the market.
We know
obsessed.
We have a crush on
we do. He's very good looking, man.
We have a crush on the Thank Goodness Foods guy.
And he's doing such an amazing job at putting sweet, delicious, healthy treats out there.
Yeah.
That to me is a treat. That to me is an indulgence.
I know you love the market and you love to have a cheeky, good brownie from there.
Yeah, those brownies are, I can go to the market, I can have a delicious, decadent, dark chocolate, yummy Oreo brownie that's refined sugar-free. It's dairy-free.
Yes.
It's gluten-free. It's healthy. It's no guilt. Yeah. I literally eat it with zero guilt, which is
amazing. When last have you felt guilty about eating? Because that's a bit of a success story I want to hear.
Yeah, I think that I have to stand in the truth of it is constant work and it is constant practice.
Yeah.
And it's constant awareness. What I do before I eat as much and often as possible is I take three deep breaths. So earlier we were saying mindful eating. This is what I do. I sit up in my chair. I take three deep breaths. And you guys should try it out there right now if you're listening. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Another deep one. Let it go.
Oh, that feels good.
It feels good. Just recenters yourself. So I do this. I take three deep breaths before I eat. And I say to myself, I am blessed to know where my next meal is coming from.
Beautiful.
I am blessed to know that I am not starving, that I have a beautiful home, a roof above my head, a fridge that's fully stocked.
Oh, you're making me emotional.
Like, it's true. Yeah. It's true. I'm blessed and I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the food that's on my plate and that I get to eat this. I'm going to love myself and nourish myself with what is on my plate. I'm going to chew my food. I'm going to taste the flavor. I'm going to feel the texture. And I'm going to enjoy this plate of food in front of me. I try as much and as often as possible to not be on my cell phone or watching TV while I'm eating. To be present with that plate of food, because that plate of food is a gift. There are children in this world that go to school hungry.
Yeah.
That plate of food is a gift. And then when I eat it, I listen to my body. And if my body starts to say, because if you eat slowly, your body will tell you when it's full.
Yes.
When I start to get full, I stop eating. And I say to myself, I do not have to finish this.
Yes.
Because I am blessed enough to know where my next meal is coming from.
Yes.
More often than not, if I'm at a restaurant, because I do not believe in food waste.
I love a takeaway,
but then I will always give it to the first homeless person that I see because I'm blessed enough.
I always believe in taking the takeaway because otherwise they throw the food away.
They throw the food away. The staff aren't allowed to eat the food for the restaurant's rules. There is no need for food to go into a dustbin in this world.
Yeah.
It actually upsets me quite a lot. So I always take my food takeaway. And with that approach to my food, of eat real food that comes from the ground or has been raised consciously. If you want to eat meat, stop worrying about a meat-free Monday and worry more about where your meat is coming from.
Yes.
Go to the local farmer's market. Go to your local butcher. Go to the guy out there that only has 5 cattle and only produces, 10 bottles of milk a week, because that is all he can do. But his cattle are eating grass. And then producing milk when they have a baby.
Yeah.
And he shares the milk with the baby. He doesn't separate the calf so that the calf doesn't get milk and gets sent off for veal, because that trauma lives in the meat, lives in the dairy.
Yeah.
It's just the system is sick. And we have the power to vote with our money on supporting the little guy, on supporting local ethical food, whether it's a vegetable, meat, dairy. I just think our approach is wrong, you know? And with that approach, that's why you see me every Saturday at the market.
At the market, yes.
Is it a little bit more expensive? I beg to differ, but some people say so. But you know
how expensive is it really when it's your health at stake?
But this is the thing. What you don't spend now on your health, you're going to spend later fixing it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, my cousin passed away last year, December, from cervical cancer. At 35, she was dead within a year of being diagnosed. She has 2 children, 7 and 9. And no amount of money that we had and that she had and that was thrown at her cancer stopped it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? If I spend R500 on vegetables, then I spend R500 on vegetables. It's worth it.
You're spending R500 on your health.
You are. And you are worth it. And that's why I say it. Being healthy, the ultimate act of self-love.
Yes.
It really is. What it comes down to.
That is so beautiful. Oh. I feel so enlightened after having this conversation. And I'm so excited, Mal, that we're getting emotional in the studio. I'm so excited that you're launching your own podcast. So let's quickly talk about that.
Yes.
And when can we listen to more of you? Because I want to listen to you every day.
Yay. So the podcast is coming. I am in the stages of starting the recordings with the introductions and everything. The podcast is going to be a continuation from Whole.
Okay.
So, of course, my brand is The Truffle Journal. But my cookbook is Whole Bowl Food for Balance. But whole means so much more to me than just whole foods.
Yes.
If you look at the back of the book, I share the quote, which is actually in a code. There's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. And at the back of the bowl is a kintsugi bowl, which is in Japanese culture, when something breaks, they heal it with gold.
Oh, wow.
Which is really beautiful when it comes to ceramics. And for me, that's what this journey was, is actually healing myself and going through everything that started with as simple as I need to get thin to I want to be a healthy, functioning, high frequency human being that can contribute to my life
and contribute to society. Because I
contribute to society, exactly.
Also, give yourself big ups for doing that, because you weren't keeping that to yourself. You shared the journey with all of us who are listening right now, and all of your people buy your book and live by,
yeah,
you know, what you're selling, which is so real and so whole and wholesome. And wholesomeness and the wholesome way of living is like my new journey that I'm trying to go on.
Yeah,
and
I'm
28 now, and I'm starting that journey in the same sort of year. It's like my Saturn return year.
Saturn return year. Yeah. It's a big one. I'm busy exiting. So
my
your Saturn
going,
return
what's
year.
What's Saturn return?
So Saturn return year is when Saturn has done 29 and a half years rotation from the day that you were born.
Yes.
So in astrology, they say it's the period where you shift gears, where you really dig deep and become a grown-up. You start to know what you're about. You start to stand in your truth. So for those that don't believe in astrology, you're going to have to Google. For those that do, that's what a Saturn return year
so
is.
So it's my Saturn return year, and I can feel that shift.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And like, I'm trying to speak to individuals like yourself and listen to you and just gain as much knowledge. So I'm excited about your podcast, and I'm going to follow you closely at Truffle Journal on Instagram.
Yes.
And you can get whole at any good bookstore, really, at any good bookstore. And then you can get it on Yappy Chef, I saw, which is great.
Yeah, it's with Yappy Chef.
Take a Lot's got it as well.
Take a Lot, The Loot, Woolworths, Wordsworth, exclusive
books. Are you
going to
write another book?
Yes, I've just signed for the second book.
Yay, I'm so excited.
The second book is going to be publishing January 2021. I'm going to spend the next year and a half making it. I'm not rushing this one, because this one's going to be, it's going to be big, even bigger than Whole, which is quite a lot to top. But yeah, it's the podcast is going to be a continuation from Whole, because as a holistic health coach, I look at your entire life, the whole picture. I'm going to be interviewing people that are thought leaders in their field that view things differently and have succeeded and have really truly something to say from the aspect of that they're doing something magical.
Yes.
They're really making a difference. And yeah, my first person that I've lined up for the podcast is actually, she's got a 3-hour 100 yoga teacher qualification. She does pranayama breath work. She's been moving overseas for traveling for the last 12 years.
I would really love your Reiki person to be on there.
Yeah, she does. She's a Reiki master.
Okay, amazing.
She does huge energetic work, and also actually a chef. And we're hosting a retreat together at the end of November in
Bali.
Wow,
I'm coming. Yes, I know her. What's her name?
Giselle.
Yes, we met the other day.
No.
Okay, we'll take this conversation off here. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this. Melissa, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
Everyone,
me.
Everyone, please follow Melissa at Truffle Journal and go out and get her book, Whole Bowl Food for Balance. It's amazing, and it will change your life. So we'll take a few questions on info@bakedonline.co.za, and you can send Melissa any questions on her Instagram.
Yeah, reach out to me, make it a conversation.
What's your blog as well?
So the blog's the Truffle Journal. I must say I'm most active on Instagram at the moment.
So they can go to Instagram and connect with you there.
Yeah, send me questions, ask me questions. I'd love to hear what's happening out there in the world and share my two cents.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
This is a POC podcast production. This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.